everyone, and welcome to Spirit Talk with T and Starlet. Each month, we will be choosing one mediumship question to address in a video here on TTV. If you would like your question chosen for the next Spirit Talk video, all you have to do is go to TessalunaLuvia.com and click on TTV and fill out the form at the bottom of the page. I will have all the links in the description below. Now on to this month's question.
So the question we chose was from Carlene. And again, everybody, I'll have all those links below on how you can submit your question for the next Spirit Talk show with me and Starlet. So our question from Carlene is, my husband passed away 2 years ago, and I feel like he is still around me. I find pennies on the floor. I see feathers everywhere I go. I just want to know why he is still around me and has not moved on. So let's talk about the symbols that you're seeing, and that would be the pennies and the feathers. Now, if you've ever heard the phrase pennies from heaven, everyone kind of always says that pennies and dimes are usually associated with deceased loved ones around you. I never personally had that happen, finding pennies like everywhere I go, probably because I'm always seeing deceased people, so I just don't pay attention to anything else around me that's going on. But it does have a meaning, and it usually means that somebody from your deceased loved one is trying to contact you or get a message to you. Now, I've not really experienced that, so I can't really give much insight into that, but I'm sure Starlet can because she's good at this stuff. So I'll ask Starlet, what do you think about the pennies? Because again, I've never really experienced that, but I'm sure you've heard a lot about it from your clients and other people that you've talked to. So what do you think about the pennies that she's seeing?
Well, I mean, I definitely think pennies and other objects can be signs of, you know, those are spirits and, you know, loved ones who've passed on that are trying to send us messages. And I mean, it isn't always, for me, I've noticed it's not always pennies and stuff, but it seems to be like it'll give you a symbol which you will understand eventually. You might not understand it right away, but eventually. So the penny is, I think, one of those symbols that most people kind of recognize as that otherworldly symbol of like, oh, you know, it's my loved one thinking of me. So I think that's a little bit what it is about and stuff. I do kind of feel like it's not the person she thinks it is that's sending her the penny, but I think she's just more open to things right now, so she's noticing the pennies more, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I agree. And again, I've never had experience with coins, but it's crazy because I do have a lot of people tell me that they see pennies and everything. And even though you could read up online that pennies from heaven and pennies mean deceased loved ones and all of that, I can hear people tell me about it, but I haven't experienced it, so I can't say yes or no that it's true. But do you believe that it's like a true symbol from a deceased loved one or a spirit?
Yeah, I do. I mean, maybe not always, but I feel like for the majority of the time, when there is an object that is put in your way in such a way that it becomes very noticeable to you, then yes. You know, that is definitely like a sign that they're there. They're letting you know that, hey, we're there. And if she is noticing these pennies around her and being put in sometimes unusual locations where you might not notice a penny. I mean, if you see like pennies on the ground, I mean, it could have been fallen change. But if you see like, you know, pennies on a shelf or, you know, in just like unusual places, then yes, definitely it's a message for you to kind of pay attention to what's going around and that, you know, this is somebody trying to tell you something, whether it's, you know, just saying, hey, we're here and we love you and, you know, we're thinking about you, or whether it's, you know, you need to pay attention to the stuff that's going on around you because there might be another message that they're trying to pass through to you.
Okay, so move on to the feathers. Now, I have only ever associated with seeing feathers like angel symbols, like, and there's so many, I'll go over a few, but there's so many, like this color means this color means that. But basically, if you see like a black feather, like off of a crow or something like that, it just means that you are being protected. So your angel is protecting you. A black and white one can symbolize that there's a big change coming for you, like in the next month, next year. White is usually like pure and innocent. Your angel is here, you know, and everything will be okay type of thing. Blue is usually a sign of your awakening spiritually, and you're probably starting to open that third eye or that spiritual communication. And then pink usually is like love coming or something like that. But I've never heard of, and you probably have, Scarlett, but I've never heard of feathers being a representation of a deceased loved one or a spirit trying to communicate with you. Have you?
I've heard a little bit about it, but, you know, as being kind of like a spirit communication. I kind of feel like it's an other message. It's not really so much coming from, like, you know, your past on loved ones. It's like more in that other type of message. I know I have a friend who specifically does feather readings and stuff, but hers are, the way she kind of reads them, it's like reading tarot cards for her, and they have that very specific meaning in just the shapes of the feathers and everything.
Yeah, and that would kind of lead us into our next question of why is he still around me and not moved on? It could be like you're saying that he's trying to say something or get a message across or something like that. But it's odd because I really picked up that the reason he was still around her is because of the love and the connection that they had together, and that he kind of felt like he wanted to wait until she passed on, like he was waiting for her and just kind of watching her throughout her life, making sure she was okay, making sure she was protected. And as far as a message, I didn't really get a message other than I felt like she wasn't moving on. I felt like that she was hanging on to him as her husband, and she wasn't trying to get herself out there in any way. And she didn't say an age, so I don't know how old she is, but I was kind of picking up that she was like late 40s, early 50s. And I felt like that she kind of thinks, well, you know, it's kind of late for me to move on, but it's really not. It's really not too late to move on. I'm kind of feeling like he wants to make sure that she's took care of before he moves on. And again, this goes into spirits and different kind of spirits and ghosts and earthbound spirits and what's an earthbound spirit and what's one that's crossed over. And that's a whole nother show, y'all, that me and Starlet will probably do in the future to explain this more. But that's what I picked up, Starlet, that he was kind of staying earthbound because either one, the message is she needs to move on from him and do her life and be happy and even find somebody else and maybe settle down before he can leave. But I just kind of felt like that he's okay to move on as long as he knows that she's okay. And the message kind of would be maybe she needs to move on and stop hanging on to the past. What did you pick up?
Yeah, I definitely, you know, agree with a lot of what you're saying. You know, I see that, you know, deep connection, that soul connection. I have a sense of feeling when I'm looking at, you know, things like the Akashic Links and stuff, like they've been together for a very long time. And even though, like, he's not here now, they're going to come back together in other lives. It's kind of, you know, just an assured thing. The waters, you know, the link of them all together, they run together. There's a deep emotional component to it. You know, there's just, she's not moving on because she's constantly, like, you know, in that pool of emotion that's kind of more or less keeping her trapped in there. And, you know, I think one of the things that she might need to realize is that it's okay to, you know, move on, because it's not, you know, like unfaithful or unfair to him. She loves him, and that's fine. And it's okay to move on and have other people we love in this life. And it's not saying that that first love was any less powerful or any less important. It might be different because you know, every love is different. Like, I love my children, and I love, you know, I love them all, but it's different, you know. It's not like I love one more or one less, but I love them for their unique qualities, and I think that's what one of the things that she needs to understand, and that it's okay to move on and to love someone else for completely different qualities, or even similar qualities, but, you know, it's not being, I'm not sure I'm finding the right word for it, but it's not being, like, unfaithful or shadowing the memory of her past love and stuff, because right now she's in that point where she's kind of, like, starving herself, thinking that this is the right thing to do, you know, to kind of cut myself off and you know, to kind of withdraw from, you know, that thing. And I really feel like there is some significant relationships out there for her. The next life, they're going to be together again in some way. It's not always what we think it is, you know. Sometimes we come together in different ways. You might not be, like, husband and wife in the next place, but you come together in some other loving way that is meaningful.
I've noticed with most earthbound spirits that they stay for that reason. It's like they just want you to let go and move on, and they want you to know that they're okay, and that it's okay to move on, it's okay to move forward, and you're not cheating on that person or disrespecting their memory by finding somebody else. You know, they want you to live your life. They want you to be happy. And I think a lot of people, after someone dies, especially a spouse you might have been with for 30 years, kind of put their life on hold and stay in that, well, I'm still married, he's just passed away, and I can't be with anybody else because no one could ever compare, you know, something like that. But you kind of put the other spirit on hold when you do that, because they feel like now they have to stay and, you know, protect you or help you because you're not wanting to move forward. And so they feel like, hey, you know, I need to make them understand it's okay, I'm okay, they need to move forward, they need to be happy, they need to live their life. So they kind of stay with you all the time, trying to give you these messages. It's okay, I'm okay, please be happy, please move forward. I don't think any earthbound spirit wants you to put your life on hold for them when they know they can no longer be with you, protect you, and help you. I think that they want you to move on. Every mediumship reading I have ever done, the earthbound spirit is telling that person, please move on with your life. I know you love me, but please, I just want you to be happy. Please, I can't leave until you do that because I need to see you're okay. What do you think about that?
I completely agree with that. A lot of the medium readings that I've done have been very similar to that. You know, they went on and they're doing what they need to do, and they're saying that you're good. You know, they're saying that you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. You're where you're supposed to be doing. Now I can go off and do what I need to. But we get kind of trapped in that those earthly roots, and it could be good sometimes for those who need that grounding aspect, but it can be, you know, hard sometimes too when it comes to letting go and renewal, because then we're clinging to these old concepts or these old energies that are just not serving us or the people that we love and the people that have passed.
Your advice to somebody that is in this situation, and I know everybody wants the whole psychic aspect of it, but your spiritual advice, Starlet, your spiritual advice to someone that's listening to our show saying, okay, well, that makes sense, but I feel like there's other loved ones around me that I don't think they're staying for that reason, and I think they're really trying to get a message to them. So what would be your advice on maybe how they could communicate themselves and pay attention to the signs and maybe try to figure out what that spirit is saying to them? Like, is there something they could do? Is there some kind of a psychic tool that could help them figure it out?
I think that, you know, people tend to overcomplicate things sometimes. When we speak it out loud, when we write it down, questions to the people that, you know, may be surrounding us that are sensitive for a reason, write it down in a journal. Write it, read it out loud, because once you're giving voice to that and you're putting it out there and you're saying, okay, I feel like there's a presence around me and I need to know what's going on, please give me this answer, or, you know, tell me why you're here. And then pay attention. There's so many people that they'll ask a question and then they don't pay attention to, you know, the response that's given. And there's responses given all the time. And sometimes these spirits are like, you know, smacking them in the head and going, you need to listen, you need to pay attention. And it's not always like, you know, coming across on a TV screen or, you know, a text message. Sometimes it can be a little bit subtle, but the answers are there. You know, are there to help us? And that's what we may feel around us, is the people that, you know, have chosen to be here with us and to help us and to guide us and give us those answers.
All earthbound spirits, though, don't always have a message. I think that's what people need to understand. Not all earthbound spirits have a message or need you to do something. Some of them are just legitimately don't want to cross over because they're just keeping an eye on their kids, their family, and they want to be there. And I know I'm jumping around here, but when I do haunted investigations and people are like, well, I just want them to cross over. I've always thought it was odd that they thought they knew what was best for the spirit. You know, does that make sense? I always thought, how do you know that spirit wants to cross over? And just because you're asking it to doesn't mean it's going to. It may move out of the house and go somewhere else, but it's not going to cross over because you tell it to. You know, you don't know why it's here. You know, you think it's trapped and hasn't crossed over, but in all reality, not all earthbound spirits want to cross over. Some of them want to stay here. They want to watch their kids grow up. They just want to, you know, and I think everybody has this illusion that when somebody dies and they go into the earthbound, that they all of a sudden have all this knowledge that they never had before, and they become all these super psychics, and they know the answers to everything, when in reality, until they cross over, they really don't, and they're just the same as they are here. They're just now on the other side. So they still have those thoughts. They still have those feelings. They still have all that until they release that when they cross over. So they might just want to watch their kids grow up. Do you agree or disagree?
Well, I definitely agree with that. To want to finish out that experience that you may not be a part of anymore, but it's like wanting to see the end of the movie, to see how everything else turns out, even if you're not a part of it anymore. You gotta see those ending credits. And I think that's exactly what this is like. You know, it's just, they may not be here for any specific message other than to just, they want to see how it plays out.
You know, sometimes they just truly love that person and they just don't want to leave their side. And there's really no message except that I'm here and I'm okay. And do you ever find that when you do mediumship reading, Starlet, and sometimes the only answer you get from the spirit is, I'm here and I'm okay, they kind of look at you like, well, that wasn't a reading? But it's, in all reality, sometimes they're just there to watch you and kind of live life with you, watch you as you grow, and they are really legitimately okay, and they're just there. So, yeah, you know, but people will get upset, you know, and sometimes I go into these long readings talking to their loved ones and you know, Papa wants you to know that he left his will behind the safe in the bathroom or, you know, whatever. And sometimes there's all these wonderful things that come forward. And I think everybody thinks that there's some deceased loved one around them that has this big thing that they're supposed to know. And they've just gotten to what it is. And sometimes that's true, but a lot of times it's just, I'm here and I'm okay. Do you get that a lot?
A lot of times I'll see them kind of like standing there, and there'll be like different gestures that I've associated with different emotions and stuff. And they're just like, yeah, like everything's okay. I'm just here.
And you would think some people would be like, well, you know what? That's great. I'm happy that they're around me. But some people are like, well, I need to know something, you know, but it's not always like that. So I think that a lot of times it's good that we can give them all that, you know, vital information that they've been seeking that they couldn't get before their loved one died. But sometimes people need to realize that there is no big secret. There is no daddy had a secret love child. It's, you know, sometimes it's legitimately they're just around you. They're just watching you with love and that they're okay. And I think if people can understand that, then they'll understand that they're not always here looking for messages. They're not always trying to tell you something. You know, sometimes they drop pennies from what I understand again, from because I've never experienced it, but sometimes they drop pennies or give signs just to let you know they're there. There's really not a message going on. Now, in this case, with this question, with Carlene, I believe what me and Starlet said, that he's just trying to tell her to move on with her life and that he doesn't feel like he can cross over or leave until he makes sure she's okay and happy. And that's her block. That's what she needs to do. That's her message. It's also okay just to get a message that says, I'm here and I'm okay. And if that's the only thing going on, then that should be okay too. So when submitting your questions, everybody, I want you to remember that, you know, if you really feel like that you're receiving some kind of communication telling you that you have a message that you really need to know, then that's when I want you to go on our website. That's when I want you to submit your question, you know. But if you just feel like somebody's around you that loves you and that you just see them dropping pennies and you don't really feel like there's much of a message other than they're there, then maybe just take that as a sign that they're there and that they're okay. Again, I'll have all the information in the description below, all the links you need to click on to submit your question. I think me and Starlet are going to do these shows once a month. We're going to try to, and then we'll do some other type of shows talking about signs and symbols and earthbound spirits and things like that.